Neil Johnson has been a guest before on KEXE. He's the author and creator of the book Resorts of Minnesota. His wife, Laura, is also an author of the children's book The Night I Met Santa. They're both going to be at the Village Bookstore in Grand Rapids on December 17th to sign copies of their books. And they join us now on KEXE. Neil, Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Heidi.
Hi.
Hi. Now, I want to kind of explain to people how we are able to talk to each other today. Laura, tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, we've got six kids. We go in twos, I guess. Neil always says we start at 10 and we go down to new. So he says we've got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and then a new baby. So six kids total, and I absolutely love being a mom. They're my inspiration. So,
well, that means then, as parents, it's not so easy for us to have a conversation like this because you have six kids. So where are you right now when I'm talking to you?
Well, I'm sitting in the car, and Neil is standing outside the car, and my 10-year-old is in the cabin with the kids, knowing that we're just within, a few feet reach if he needs us. But, yeah, so it gets a little crazy, but, you know, my 10-year-old is an amazing, amazing child. He's actually, I don't know what we'd do without him, so we do pretty good considering the quality of character of our oldest.
Well, yeah, and that's really something to say, seeing as how he was the inspiration behind your book, and that was the naughty story, as we call it. Proof that we can all find redemption.
That's right. I noticed this is dedicated to Isaiah. The book, again, is called The Night I Met Santa. Laura, tell me about the inspiration for coming up with this story.
Sure. You know, being married to Neil, we're always on an adventure, and we had just moved from one home to another when the story itself actually happened in our house, and Isaiah was 4, and with any child, transition is always a struggle, and he was reflecting his struggles through his attitude and his behavior, and it happened to be right around Christmas time, so with him and Mommy not getting along very well, we had a temporary moment where Mommy took down his stocking and said, "You know what, buddy? Santa's not coming for you this year. It's just you've been way too naughty." long story short, I ended up holding his stocking, regretting everything I had just done, because as a parent, I don't know, Heidi, if you've got kids or not, but as a parent, when you say you're going to do something, you have to do it. Otherwise, the next time you say something, they're just like, well, is she going to do it or is she not? Mm-hmm. So your word is no good. So I'm sitting there holding the stocking thinking, what am I going to do now? I do not want to go through with this. And I have these moments, you know, more than I'd like to admit. So I found myself doing what I always do, and that's just asking God for help. Help me with this one, Lord. I don't know how to get out of it. And he just quietly answered me in the midst of my prayer that, you know, Laura, Christmas is really all about getting what we never deserved. And boy, that just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, wow, because my focus had gotten so out of whack. And anyway, Neil came home, and I told him what happened, and we brought Isaiah downstairs, and I told him, I said, you know, buddy, Mommy prayed, and this is what God told me, and so we're going to put your stocking back up, and this is why. And we told him the whole Christmas story, not that, you know, not that baby Jesus was born, but what baby Jesus did for us, and that he grew up and he died for our sins. And that's the whole reason why Christmas is so special. It's because of that gift, what Jesus was sent to do for us. And it was amazing how the correlation of being naughty and getting his gifts taken away, and then having them given back to him because of this baby Jesus and what this baby Jesus was going to grow up to do for him. It was amazing how he, at 4 years old, was able to get that. He was able to understand that. And I guess after a few months' time, we told our story to a few people and was getting amazing feedback. And I just felt like I should put what happened in our family in a story form for other kids. I thought, you know, if it can affect my little ones this like this, maybe this story can touch other kids as well.
Laura, one of the things I like is that you don't, I think sometimes it's confusing for parents, the Christmas in terms of Santa and presents and also in what the real meaning of Christmas is, and they don't always combine those things and they're separate.
Right.
And so I think your book does a really good job of that, of not taking away sort of the fun of Santa and the whole Christmas, that sort of spirit, but also a bigger reason for why we celebrate.
And, you know, we do go through that. We're in a network of people where, you know, everybody has different traditions. You know, there are some families that, you know, Santa comes to their house, and there are other people that celebrate Christmas differently. And so, you know, you have those challenges with kids and the way kids talk and such. And we've always told our kids, you know what, everybody celebrates Christmas differently. Everybody celebrates Christmas differently, but does it really matter how, you know, families celebrate Christmas? Is that really what Christmas is about? Is that really what's important about Christmas? And they always say, no, Mommy. I'm like, well, what's Christmas all about? And they're like, well, it's about Jesus, you know. So it really has blessed us in a lot of ways. And I have been told by some families too, that, you know, we just didn't know how to do that. And this has helped us a lot. So that's been a huge blessing too. So what do you think, Neil? Don't you agree? You've heard some.
Well, yeah. And it's been interesting. I mean, you get different responses to it. When we do signings, there's always, it's interesting the reactions you get, because some people are so into Santa and just completely not into Jesus. And as soon as they see a picture of Jesus in the book, they just throw it down and walk away. And then we've got people who, you know, it's all about Jesus, and then they think we're diluting it. But, you know, I guess when I was a kid, I grew up getting presents from Santa, and I thought it was great, quite frankly. So I enjoyed it.
Well,
and as a parent, I enjoy it, too. I enjoy the whole experience for the kids and watching them wake up Christmas morning and the excitement and that, just so long as we keep our focus where it needs to be. So.
And it's nice, too, because it gives us the opportunity to give without anybody feeling like they have to give back. You know, we all have sinful natures, and I think one of the biggest struggles we have is pride. And it's very hard to accept a gift and not feel like you need to give something back in return. And, you know, the coolest thing about the spirit of Santa, if you will, is that, you know, there's this thing out there that gives you presents, and you can't give them anything back. You know what I mean? I mean, you just, it kind of, for me, it's wonderful, because it teaches the gift of receiving and just being okay accepting a gift and not having to have to give anything in return.
We're talking with Laura Johnson about her book. It's called The Night I Met Santa. Also with us is Neil Johnson, her husband. So you have this happen in your family and realize that it's a story that you want to tell to other people. But how do you, I mean, you must know as parents what books work and what books don't for kids. How did you go about making a book that's going to appeal to a young person?
Well, this is more Neil's area of expertise. I told him that I felt like I should write the story down, and he thought, his immediate reaction was, you've got to do that. And I said, okay, I will, but then it's your baby after that. So I wrote it, and I gave it to him, and he pretty much grabbed it and went with it. So
we were blessed with a great illustrator, too, and that's kind of a fun story in and of itself, because Christine Ann Edwards, who did the illustrations, and, you know, as you're holding the book, Heidi, you can see she did an excellent job, but she used to wait tables with me, and then she was, she became friends with Laura, and then she was in our wedding, and then this was always a dream of hers, so to be able to see that dream come to fruition was a big part of the project, too, and I know when we gave her the story, and she came back with the initial storyboard, Laura was just completely excited about the whole thing, weren't you, Laura?
Yes, very excited. You know, as an author, when you're writing something, you can visualize it in your head, but you don't have the gift to put that visualization on paper. And when she came back with her storyboard, I was just blown away by her ability to take my words and put it visually on paper in a fashion that I had envisioned it as I was writing it. So it was wonderful. It was really amazing, actually.
So how do the Johnson kids feel about The Night I Met Santa?
Well, Isaiah didn't know what to think about it at first, because it all kind of stemmed from, you know, him not behaving real well. But I tell you, after he's been to a few book signings and stuff with me, we do try to bring the kids and involve them in as much as we can. So they do come to book signings and different events that we do with us. And after he's been able to sign a few books and been mentioned
feels
in
like
the paper a couple
now.
Times, he's okay with the fame. He's okay with the fame. So
in fact, I did a couple signings this year, of course, with my book, and then I brought Laura's book along, and she's not there to sign it, but Isaiah was with me, you know, and tell him about the story, and I'd say, well, you know, and if you want it signed, I've got Isaiah here, and he's the one the story's all about. Oh, really? Well, we'll get three of them or whatever. So he's not there signing books. That's hilarious.
He thinks it's pretty great. And, you know, for them, it's mommy's book. It's not just a story. So, you know, I kind of wish we could put them all on the phone, too, because it would be interesting to hear their answer to that question. But.
We've talked to Neil before about Resorts of Minnesota, but I'm curious, Laura, as Neil's wife, I'm sure that was a huge and long process. What was it like as Resorts of Minnesota was coming to be for your family?
You know, it was a challenge, I'll admit it. He was pretty much gone the whole year, and it wouldn't have been as big of a deal if we hadn't been in the midst of another adventure, but we were. And so while he was traveling and getting the interviews and taking the photos, we were selling our house. And so I was doing house showings and doing book work, and I was also running all the craft fairs. We do a lot of craft fairs with the Night I Met Santa at that time, because the resorts wasn't out yet. But I was running craft fairs every weekend and so on and so forth. So it was not as fun for me as it was for Mr. Johnson. But the kids were so blessed. We do homeschool, and so we have a little bit more freedom with their schedule, and they were able to do a lot of traveling and have a lot of experiences that a lot of kids don't get in 1 year's period of time. So it was very fun to see the kids experience the traveling and all the trips with Mr. Johnson. So,
well, you know, we did get to go as a family to two places, too, which was fun.
We did.
Went to Westridge Shores, which is one of the ones in the book. And it's so cool because Westridge Shores, which is down by Alexandria, they've got an actual pottery studio with kilns right on site. And all kinds of different art things they do, like, you know, glass art and dichroic glass and just all kinds of things. They make magnets and, you know, spin art plates. And then you get to take them home, and we still eat on those plates. So that was just a great experience for all of us as a family. And then we did get to go houseboating together up in Voyageurs National Park. And then there were some other times, too, where, you know, we had to go up to Lake of the Woods in the winter. And that was, I took the two boys and my pastor, and we went up there together to Angle Inn Lodge in Zippo Bay to get photos and get some of the winter stories up there. And that was great. I mean, the boys caught a bunch of fish. They were having a blast. And those places treat you so great, too. So, yeah, there was a lot of fun times. And even just going to get photos in the summer. I remember taking Rebecca one day, just her and me, going up to Agate Lake Resort around Brainerd. And, oh, gosh, she was just in heaven, just having a blast. And
didn't we have friends staying there that day, so Rebecca was able to swim and play and have fun?
Yeah, our chiropractor, Dr. Jared Oxendorf, he was there with his wife and some of their family, and so she got to hang out with Angie on the floaty, and it was all too much fun.
Well, Neil, if people don't know about Resorts of Minnesota, can you give us a little synopsis of what the book is?
You know, I always tell people come up to me at signings, and they'll go, wow, this looks like a nice book, a big project. And I just look at them, I go, yeah, it was about 40,000 miles out of my life in 1 year. And that's, you know, really, I think that's the biggest part of it. It was a lot of travel. I initially went to over 100 resorts. We do an overview of the history of resorts and resorting. That's kind of the lead-in. And then we do the individual stories of 37 select family-run resorts, all places that I felt would be a good story, all places that I felt had good owners and, you know, would provide people with a good experience, you know, because I knew it wasn't designed to be a travel book or travel guide per se, but I knew people would use it that way. and I wanted them to have a good experience. And you're looking for a good photo subject, too, right? You know, you want something that's going to show up nice. It's a big coffee table book, but it's those stories. And we went into the property abstracts. I did over 300 interviews. I mean, it was just a ton of work. We shot over 20,000 images. There's over 1,000 images in the book, both present day and historical. So I think it gives a really good perspective on the whole history and the whole culture of resorting. And I know, Heidi, you know, having grown up on a resort, you got to experience a lot of that culture, and you've seen the book. So, I mean, I guess I'd ask you, do you think it kind of captured some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows how unique each and every one is, and how these small places, these little resorts run by, you know, not that real people aren't running big resorts, but, you know, Yes. That there's just something different to be found there that really becomes a part of your kind of your life's biography when you go to stay at something like that. That's something you always remember, and it really adds to kind of who you, especially if you get to go there when you're a kid, kind of,
Yes. You
know, gets into like who you become, because you go to places like that that are just a little bit different than the normal, I think. So,
yes. No, it's just when you've got that individual owner who's there and waiting on you. I mean, nobody cares about the business like the owner. And so they put so much more care into the experience typically than anybody else would. And that's what's so neat about these places, and so much part of the history and the heritage and the culture of Minnesota. And it's what, and I guess one of the reasons I wanted to do these smaller family run places, I think a lot of people know the stories of some of the bigger places in Minnesota anyhow. But, and so you want to get into the stories that maybe people haven't heard. But the other thing is, it's also what we're losing. I mean, there used to be almost 5,000 resorts in this state, and now there's right around 900. So you can see we're down to about 20% of what was once there. But we still have almost the same number of beds. It's just that they've gotten consolidated into bigger properties. Big properties are nice, too, but it's just, for myself, I've always liked the small properties and that individual owner experience.
That's Neil Johnson, the book we're talking about, Resorts of Minnesota, and also Laura Johnson, his wife's book called The Night I Met Santa, a picture book for kids. They're going to be at the Village Bookstore on December 17th to be signing copies of the books. I think you're there from 12 to 2, is that right?
12 to 2, Heidi, you got it. Find out more about Resorts of Minnesota. They can go check it out online at resortsofminnesota.com.
Okay.
We're having a problem renewing the domain for Laura's site because of the move. Our passwords are in boxes, and they won't let us give them money unless we have a password. It's the craziest thing. So I think we'll get that resolved today, and then hers is thenightimetsanta.com.
Sounds great. Will the whole crew be there on the 17th?
No.
It'll just be Laura and I.
Unfortunately, when the kids are around, mommy can't take her hat off and all of a sudden be an author. So it's too difficult for me to do. So Okay. We will have a babysitter for them that day. So.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, so Isaiah didn't come get you guys in the car or anything. Everything seems to be going okay?
Everything's going good.
Okay.
No fires yet or anything.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, and best of luck on your book signing.
Thanks,
Heidi.